Zaire's President Mobutu Sese Seko is expected to return home tomorrow. Africa's longest-ruling head of state has spent the past 4 months in Europe undergoing treatment for prostate cancer. During his absence, a civil war erupted in Zaire. Rebels have seized more than 300 miles of territory along the country's eastern border and say they aim to overthrow Mobutu. The uprising has raised fears that one of Africa's largest nations could break apart. From Kinshasa, NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports on the difficulties awaiting Mobutu.
Today's headline in a Maine government newspaper predicted exactly what presidential aides are hoping for. Tomorrow's return, it said, will be a mega media event done Hollywood style. President Mobutu will fly in from France along with camera crews from three television networks, including CNN. When he arrives, a mass of carefully organized supporters is expected to greet him at the airport. Yesterday, outside the headquarters of Mobutu's political party, people clamored to get in. Party officers have been handing out money to pay people's transportation to the airport and giving away specially designed cotton cloth from which to make clothing to wear tomorrow. The brightly colored material features a picture of Mobutu and the caption, "Papa is back, we are saved." Government spokesmen have been vague about what exactly the president might do to save the nation, or at least transform military defeat into victory. The emphasis now is on image, and some analysts say that's all that's needed.
Zaire est aujourd'hui psychologiquement en déliquescence.
Zaire is in a weak position psychologically, says Kinkei Maluba, the director of Le Soft newspaper, which is close to the government. People are looking for something to bring them hope, Maluba says, and the hope today is Mobutu. Maluba says Mobutu's presence will instill confidence among the country's soldiers. Until now, poorly trained and unruly troops have been in constant retreat, refusing to fight. Maluba's paper has also reported that the president plans to name a new military chief of staff. In addition, analysts say Mobutu could call on regional allies accumulated during his 31-year reign to supply much-needed equipment and perhaps even troops. Yet if the president mounts an offensive, he may face popular opposition. Guerrilla leaders in the East have told people they want democratic elections and have impressed many by breaking into banks and paying relatively enormous salaries to long unpaid soldiers and civil servants. We want Mobutu to negotiate with the rebels, says one woman named Perpetu. Everything the rebels want, she says, is for the good of the Zairean people. Government spokesmen have insisted they will not negotiate with the guerrillas, yet most analysts consider a diplomatic solution the only realistic choice. In fact, some already say Mobutu will bow to international pressure and agree on at least one concession, granting citizenship to Zaire's ethnic Tutsis. They are a major force within Zaire's rebel movement. Whether he chooses a military or diplomatic approach, Mobutu's task is complicated by all the problems Zaire faced long before the war. Decades of endemic corruption have crippled the economy and the government. Getting nearly anything done depends on personal favors or bribes. Finally, whatever Mobutu does to restore confidence in his government and military, he will still face perhaps an even greater challenge, restoring confidence in his own health. As the president remained in France during 2 months of war, speculation increased that his prostate cancer is more serious than spokesmen have suggested. Mobutu has no heir apparent, and multi-party elections have been delayed and derailed for 6 years. Many fear that a power vacuum could touch off a nasty leadership struggle. When he arrives home tomorrow, Mobutu Sese Seko will be hoping to convince the cameras and the crowds that he is healthy and in control. I'm Jennifer Ludden in Kinshasa.